Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'm Lou Dobbs with the Great America Show, midday update for May 7th. House Republicans are in the midst of a maelstrom. Speaker Mike Johnson is at the center of the madness, and it looks like he's made a power-sharing deal with the Marxist Dems led by Hakeem Jeffries, who now says the Democratic Party is running the House agenda. It's clear that Johnson is compromised, that he's under the boots of Jeffries and the rest. And the latest development, Johnson said to be plotting revenge and retaliation against the Republicans who have opposed the Democrat agenda. The Republican Party is in real trouble, folks. And Republican senators, at least, are standing up for Prime Minister Netanyahu, threatened by the International Criminal Court with potential arrest warrants for him and other senior Israeli officials. The senators warn the court straightforwardly that, quote, if the ICC targets Israel, we will target you. You've been warned, end quote. Well, thank goodness someone is showing a spine on Capitol Hill. Well, meanwhile, the radical Islamist protesters are threatening the president of George Washington University and the school's trustees with, are you ready? Beheading, calling for them to go to the guillotine. The president of the school admits she lost control of the school and the riots and the demonstrations and now needs police help to take back control from the pro-Hamas demonstrators and rioters and all who want to behead her. It's a familiar refrain from college presidents, many of them, who thought they could appease their Marxist faculties and students, and in my opinion, they should be fired for caving in to the radical Islamists who are responsible for all the lost classes and graduation ceremonies. As one commentator said, mostly peaceful beheadings. Our guest today is General Michael Flynn. Please join us. Thank you and have a great day. This is Lou Dobbs with a Great America Update.